Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Later in the show, Fred Smoot will join us. He'll jump on at 9. We can talk to him about what he saw from Marshawn Lattimore. Mm-hmm. Looked like they definitely changed their approach in the second half. They weren't doing Lattimore Island. No. That wasn't working out so well.
Why would you do that?
He's, I don't know. I don't know what he is. He might be
washed. I will say a couple of the throws to Evans. First of all, he's 6'5". I mean, he's tough to cover.
A couple of throws were perfect.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ball. And so if he gets in front of a smaller DB and that ball's right there, the timing from Baker to Mike was
really
good. But
we're going to see more of it next year. He's going to have to cover guys like CeeDee Lamb, Malik Nabers, and A.J. Brown on a regular basis. Yeah.
So we'll talk to Fred Smoot coming up at 9 o'clock. Joe Theismann will join us at 9:25 as we celebrate the first playoff victory in 20 years. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067.
Hey, by the way, we can't afford another 20-year drought.
No. And you're not going to get
then
one.
We're
You've
be
got
75 yeah, I mean, years.
You think
old.
That's going to happen with that guy under center?
I'm pretty sure it won't. But I'm just saying we. By the way, time is not on our side.
I've just told you in the last week or two that, you know, I'm comfortable with him going out there and doing his thing. He just shows me he can take a hit. He took a hit early.
Oh yeah, he did.
When he did a little helicopter out on the sideline.
He got hit hard.
Get like half of a foot out of bounds.
That was borderline.
I was expecting a flag. I would have liked the flag there, but it was close.
It was close.
Fine, whatever. Just call it both ways. I felt like they were pretty good. And the Washington did a big thing. Listen, Jason said they have to control the clock. They had to do that. They did it. And I thought they had to, obviously, they had to limit the penalties. And even though we had a couple, I think we had 5.
Yeah, they had 7.
That's manageable.
Washington had 5.
That's manageable.
Correct. All right, let's go to the phones. Take us through the emotional ride. I mean, Tampa looks like they're going to take a lead. They have to settle for a field goal after that botched snap on third and inches.
I didn't get queasy, but I didn't like seeing all that blood pouring out of our hero, Jaden Daniels.
Did that happen on the big hit out of bounds?
I think so.
I think so.
Yeah. I think that pad just jacked them.
Wasn't queasy. But I didn't like the sight of that blood.
Yeah. I wasn't tiny amount of blood.
They got
it was pouring down his face from a personal Yeah, personal
thing.
Blood squeamishness level.
Yeah.
I wasn't feeling it.
Yeah.
Didn't love it.
Right.
Did not love it very much.
Right, had more blood on Nick's from shaving.
No, you haven't. You're underselling how much he was bleeding.
It was
out
a nice little gash. He needed glue. Yeah. They had to glue it together. Yeah.
It was a sizable. I mean, it wasn't a UFC wound, but it was.
Can you not watch UFC because of that? Of all the open wounds,
I can't watch UFC because it's boring. Actually,
I just can't believe cakes that made him queasy.
No, I mean,
it was the most minor cut.
I swear, I have a Band-Aid right here from a Nick
queasy
trying to shave like the back of my neck, and I had more blood than Jaden Daniels.
No chance.
You may not like the UFC, but I don't know how you can say it's boring. I mean, typically, it's not boring.
You know what it is? Not for me.
That's fair.
Yeah. There we go.
All right, let's go to Andre in Upper Marlboro. Andre, what's up? 800-636-1067. What's going on, buddy?
Man, what's up? What's up, Junkie? Hey,
up?
Man, look.
How's it feel?
Man, it feels real good. Hey, man, look. With this new ownership, they've changed the way these players think. They've bought into it. But what I think the plus is this rookie quarterback. I mean, his demeanor is infectious.
Yep. Yeah, I've never seen anything like
it. I'm at the point now where with 2 minutes left in the game, I think we could win.
Right, you have confidence.
Every time they show him on the sideline when he's not in the game, he's just sitting there with the most calm look. Like, you know, I know he keeps saying, you know, it's all God and everything. You almost buy into it that it's something there because he's just at calm. He's at peace.
Man, look here. He can say it's God, and I'm with that. But even if it's God, everybody doesn't buy into that.
Yeah,
so
I know.
The fact that if that's his faith and it's working for him, man, it's transitioning to the team, and I think we can win in any situation.
They definitely can. Like, they've proven it.
Yeah.
And I think it's a sense of he's been there, done that. He did it in college. He's now doing it in the pros. He's comfortable in that situation. When they start running that no huddle, he's even better than when they're in the huddle.
And the good thing is like we look so good that we had very few holes to fill. And it seems crazy that usually in a losing effort, Commanders fans are always looking the next season.
Yeah.
I'm not saying the season is over with, but I'm looking forward to the next season to see the pluses that go on with this team. I'll hang up and listen to you guys.
All right, thank you. Well, I want to see what they do in the offseason.
There's also positivity that this team has that we haven't seen in years.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah.
Last year, that team wouldn't have been in the playoffs.
Right.
But that kick wouldn't have gone in.
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean?
And Everything would have gone wrong.
Yep. And I'm not saying it was just because of Ron, but just because of the overall negativity of the entire locker room.
Cakes, I've been asking you this the last couple of weeks.
Yes.
If you're the GM, are you bringing Bobby Wagner back?
Hard not to.
I probably bring him back on
a
one-year deal.
Zach Ertz?
Zach Ertz?
I think you have to.
Yeah, I probably give them one-year deals.
I think you have to.
Not going to be uber expensive.
I'd rather see more from Ben Sinnott, the guy I spent a second-round pick on.
Yeah.
But I
think
would love
you will
to have
eventually.
Zach Ertz in the room as a mentor.
Yeah, I mean, the chemistry thing, I'm telling you, culture, chemistry is huge. And Ron claimed he had it. He didn't have it.
He didn't.
This group has.
It was cool. Two side notes.
Yeah.
Nobody would have predicted that Ron Rivera would have two head coaching interviews.
Not a trillion
interviewed with the Bears. Now, I don't think he's going to get either, but he's actually interviewed for two head coaching vacancies, the Jets and the Bears this offseason. And you're talking about sideline demeanor, and certainly Jaden is calm on the sideline. I've never seen a guy read a book on the sideline, which is what A.J. Brown was doing.
Yeah,
apparently he's been doing it all year.
It's kind of his thing.
I've seen Jim. You know who did it? Jim Courier did it in a tennis match once. I think it was in the Australian Open. During changeovers, he was reading a book. I have seen it before.
Tennis seems more cerebral than an NFL game. Like it's
a little more peaceful.
Like
he was saying, that's where he finds peace.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very strange.
By the way, I'm going to retweet. This is an amazing tweet from Loud Goat, who does the "Let's Go Caps" at every Caps home game. Alex Ovechkin had only scored 25 career goals the last time there was a Washington NFL playoff win. And he's about to break Wayne Gretzky's record in 20-plus goals.
Yeah,
it's been a long time.
Scored over 800 goals in between.
That's a pretty sick gap right there.
Well, we were still
working. How long it's been.
Or were we not? We were still at HFS, I think, for a day or two. Or maybe we had just ended HFS the last time.
Yes, CK tweeted that over the weekend.
The Commanders won.
Yeah.
Did you see all the people tweeting the video from that game? It was so grainy, you could barely tell the teams and who was scoring.
God. SD.
Videos come so great.
Mark Brunell against...
It almost looked like scrambled porno. That's how
it was Mark Brunell against Chris Sims, I believe.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think that was the
Chris
quarterback
Sims
matchup.
Was the quarterback for Tampa back then.
We talked about this. I guess you weren't here. Do you know how many yards Brunell passed for in that game?
94.
Less than that. I think he passed 41. For 71 yards.
41, I think.
41 yards, yeah.
All right, let's go to Philip in Manassas.
But Sean Taylor had a fumble.
That was the big one, yeah.
Philip, what's up, man?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I was just telling the guy screening the calls that, man, I'm a reluctant Commanders fan just because of, you know, the whole Snyder era and the smugness and the arrogance and the temerity. But, man, I have two things, right? To see the bunch of you guys excited, as much, you know, crazy excited as you are this morning, that's what this is all about, right?
Right.
New ownership, a young quarterback that's got nothing but energy. A lot of fun, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
I tell you, this morning in the parking lot, you know, about 5 minutes before the show started, parking, and I'm trying to hurry up in here, and there's somebody all the way across in the parking garage, and I don't know who it is, and she says, "I like your jersey."
Very nice.
And then I look at her, and she's wearing a Commander sweatshirt.
Yep.
And I go, "I like your sweatshirt.
Like your style."
I haven't had that interaction here ever.
Right.
And now this is just a little subplot to it. So yesterday I'm visiting my mother in the rehab center. JP visited on Friday, and she really appreciated that. It was nice that you did that.
I think she's doing well.
She's hanging in there.
All things considered, she's hanging in there.
Yeah. So we were there last night. And I made a point of going before the game, right? So I was there from like 5 to 7 or whatever the hell I was. And as soon as I got in, this is a rehab center where honestly, a lot of people are like zombies in there,
sure.
To be honest with you. I mean, it's like end of the road stuff.
Elderly people who've had falls and that sort of thing.
Well, people are sick, coming back from a surgery, whatever. And some people literally immobile. Every you walk down the hallway, every room has football on.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's crazy.
Unbelievable.
They're getting 100 chairs in there.
We got about 200 people here about ready to die.
Yeah.
And all of them have the NFL on.
We're all watching every Eagles, room. Packers.
I'm just walking. Like, I took my mom out on the wheelchair, and we're just walking. And literally, every room has football.
And you know what? Uh-huh. Even those people in their catatonic states, they looked at Todd Bowles and said, "Dude, you just wasted 13
that's
seconds.
Funny.
I've never seen anything like it.
What are you doing?
Yeah, that's
I've
shocking.
I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, that's shocking.
The NFL is just unbelievable.
By the way, Commanders fans, you better scrape together your funds if you're going to go to Detroit, because the get-in price at Ford Field, the lowest price for a ticket is $470.
It's a big one.
It's a big one.
Yeah.
And it's going to cost a lot of dough to go to that game.
Hey, were my tulips still alive when you visited my mom?
Two were faltering. But
your mom was butt-sized. I stopped. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I was driving there, and just a voice in my head, it was my mom, like, you can't show up empty-handed. And I was thinking of maybe, like, buying something for her to eat, because you'd said that she's sometimes frustrated with the food there. I was like, let me just get some flowers. I stopped at Wegmans, got some flowers for $9.
Perfect.
She got butt-sized.
Oh, nice,
but I was like, they're probably not going to last that long.
They're hanging in there. All right, let's go to Reggie in D.C. Reggie, what's up, man?
Hey, man, you know, we like family. I mean, E.B., don't this feel so good, E.B.?
Of course.
I mean, listen, I think y'all can relate to this. And again, it may not correlate to, you know, get to the end, but this feels like the Nationals in 19.
Said it last
remember
week.
Remember the wild card? Okay, you know, got past St. Louis. Now they're going against the Dodgers. Okay, no way in hell we're going to beat the Dodgers. Everybody, as long as we got number five, of course we're going to be, you know, prohibiting underdogs. I think it's like 9 now. There's a spread. But again, I'm not afraid of their defense. I'm afraid more of their offense, because I just don't think – I don't know how the hell we're going to stop them. But the only way that you can
pressure.
Stop their offense is if they're on the sidelines.
So
we got 36-minute, 37-minute, you know, time of possession we did yesterday with Tampa Bay, then we got a shot.
They definitely have a shot going
Reggie, that's the key. If they can keep the ball for, like you said, 35 minutes or more and just keep golfing.
And then you just got to get lucky.
And Gibbs and all
plays,
those guys off
like the two fumbled, you know,
yeah,
snaps.
you got to get some breaks.
You got to get some breaks.
Remember what the Nationals, what was it, the Baby Shark or whatever it was?
Yes.
Everybody kept talking about like
mojo.
The locker room. All you keep hearing in with this team is the locker. It got to be something. You hear it all the time in sports, you know, as far as like, you know, the locker room, the culture. It's got to be real. Because you know what bad locker rooms. You heard what you see Pickens interview yesterday.
Yes,
asked,
right. Well,
are you optimistic? No, not really. What? Yeah. How can you say that?
I think he actually said bad
locker room.
It's got to be real. And then again, as long as you, I put it this way, and I don't know, I imagine EB probably felt the same way. When I looked at that time, I think it was 4:44 left in the game. I said, they're not getting the ball back.
Right.
I said, they not getting the ball. That's how confident, because we've seen it throughout the entire season, fourth quarter, and they show his stats. Mm-hmm. He's the number one rated quarterback. Mahomes, Jackson, Burrow, no. Jaden Daniels is the number one fourth quarter quarterback in the NFL this season.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So it's amazing.
Think about this, Reggie. On third and fourth down combined, they went 11 for 20.
Dan Quinn is he's doing a Dan Campbell. But you know what? You got to play that way, though. You can't no field goal. No,
he doesn't play scared.
The last one
there's
I was
no
mad,
doubt
so
about
I was like,
that.
Okay, you got to take the points on this one, and that's the one where I think Earth. He could have called a PI, but you know, ref. Okay, make a play. And I was like, okay, man, take the points on this. But if you're going to be aggressive throughout the season on fourth down, which he was, then don't get into the playoffs and now get real, you know, tight vested.
Yeah, it's a philosophy. It's an aggressive.
You don't have to go for
philosophy.
It every time. I still don't think you go for it every
Thank
time.
Thank you, Reggie.
I agree. I thought that Ertz play should have kicked it there, but whatever, it worked out for him. You know, we're gonna live and die by it.
They're confident
it is
in
what it is.
Whatever they do on fourth down.
800-636-1067. We'll take more of your calls. How are you feeling? The Commanders get a playoff win. Take on Detroit next. 800-636-1067. Celebrating on a Victory Monday. Brought to you by Chenega Mios, 2024 Top Workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com. Later in the show, we'll talk to Fred Smoot, former Washington cornerback. He'll jump on at 9 o'clock. Then Joey T, Joe Theismann at 9:25.
Smoot was on site. He was in Tampa. I saw him along with B. Mitch announcing that Josh Harris and the ownership group is going to buy a round of Bud Lights for everybody at a Commanders get-together at a Tampa bar.
Wow. Very nice.
So that's cool. You saw that guy Dilly, whoever he is, out in San Diego. He sent another video of the Commanders bar out in San Diego, which is hopping.
Wow. There's a Commanders bar in San Diego?
You wouldn't believe it.
Wow.
I mean, just packed.
That's surprising.
And it was that way last week, too. And I guess it's been that way for years. For 20 years, it's been a Skins bar.
Oh, really?
My son.
But now it's getting full.
Oh, yeah. They're actually doing business.
It's like really full.
The fan base has been dormant for 20 years.
Oh,
like,
yeah. They're,
you know, the Jaden Daniels jerseys. Eric's wearing a Jaden Daniels jersey. You see so many people with them nowadays.
This is like the best gift I've gotten in a long time.
I mean, some people were tweeting. Now you see more and more of this. Maybe it was on Instagram, where people will film their family's reaction to the end of the game, and they'll have their camera or phone on like a tripod or something, and then you see them watching the game. I saw this family, it looked like it was about four or five of them. They all had jerseys on, and then it gets doinked, and the dad, he's kind of like Jaden Daniels, in disbelief. He's like, did it go through? And then one kid's jumping up and down like crazy.
Yep.
But they all have jerseys.
Yeah.
By the way, I thought of Cakes, because this is exactly the kind of scenario that mutes and mitigates the terrible name, right? So they keep winning as Commanders.
Correct.
It does mitigate.
Yeah, people aren't even thinking about it.
No one's thinking about, we got to change the name. Listen, I agree. I wish it could be Redskins. Unfortunately, I just think it's just not going to ever be that.
No.
And if they win under Commanders, I don't think it's going to be, Marauders or Hogs or whatever you want to be. It's going to be Commanders.
They're the Commanders.
Then the name sucks. But if you win
it, it grows on you.
If you win, it doesn't matter.
I've been saying that for years.
I will ultimately be vindicated. Okay. I don't know when that's going to be, but I will be vindicated.
Winning is the ultimate cologne, EB.
Yeah.
But the question I do want to throw back out to listeners is, and we did it last segment, is it was 20 years ago. It was January 7th, I think 2006. All right. So roughly 20 years.
Oh, I had dark hair. Silly.
How are people feeling that they're finally seeing a playoff win?
No, they have to be ecstatic. They have to
how are you really feeling about
pumped.
It?
Pumped.
I feel ecstatic, but I want more.
See, I'll now you're starting to get a little...
I want more.
Now you're getting greedy.
You're starting to get greedy.
I want more.
Why not?
Are you going to do your tried and true "They're the Lions" bit this week? You probably should.
I mean, listen, I don't want to.
I mean, it is your brand.
I don't want to disrespect them, but I believe even Sheehan pointed it out this morning. We are 3-0 lifetime against them in the playoffs.
Okay.
I don't think they have any trophies, EB.
When's the last time you faced the Lions in
EB,
the playoffs?
EB, do they have any Lombardis?
They don't have any.
I think they've got any Lombardis.
Was it early 90s?
I legitimately think the last time I played them, Gus Frerotte was the starting quarterback for the Redskins.
Their personnel is great. There's no doubt about it.
A lot of defensive issues, though.
You definitely got a lot of guys banged up. Ben Johnson.
Yeah, I don't care about him. Yeah, they're great, and they deserve it. And if we don't win it, they probably will. They're great. And I'm talking about winning. I mean, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But who would you rather face right now, all things being equal, Jared Goff or Jaden Daniels? If you were a defensive coordinator.
Well, you'd much rather face Jared Goff.
I think so, too.
Yeah, of course.
Here's the thing about Goff.
I think so,
He's going
too.
To be a statue.
Yeah.
He doesn't move as well as Baker does.
You better move
He's
him off
He's a pocket
spot.
Passer.
But I think I'd rather face the Commander offense as a whole than Detroit's offense.
Jameer Gibbs they've better got, than Bucky Irvine,
they've,
EB.
They've got too many weapons. They've got so many weapons.
They have a ton. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
They're a great football team. I can't disrespect them other than their franchise is meaningless. But, I mean, they're very
it's a pretty good.
Good
disrespect.
They're very, very good football team.
Yeah.
How
no
many
doubt.
Times, if you include both sides, will they be going for it on fourth down? I mean, both teams
five.
Just go for it on fourth
80%
down.
80% of the time, if not higher.
Yeah.
All right, you want to bang out some of these calls?
Let's do it. Yeah. Touch the people. How
Let's
are you feeling?
Go. Let me see here. Let's go to Pete in Landover. Pete, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. You know, I'm just Jaden. To me, you know, he reminds me of another friend named Daryl Green. Young man, if you know, I'm going to say it's just spirituality. You know, people. How many quarterbacks do you see stop and help somebody? A defender off the ground.
I don't know if I love that so much.
I like it. It's too a
good
class.
Too He's good. Just a good dude.
He's just a good guy.
Yeah. You see that from time to time. Yeah. He's not the only quarterback that does it.
I don't think it's extraordinary, but it's just, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, to me, it's like he's like, I think he just rested everything. I think he kind of like, well, I'm going to leave this up to the Lord. Like when I saw that kick that bounced in the last bing and it went through, I said, there you go. Could it be divine intervention, guys?
I don't think God cares about the game. But, you know,
this is one of those years where things are going their way and you just got to ride it.
I just think Jaden is he's thrived at every level. So he has the ultimate confidence in himself.
You know,
and he knows that when it comes down to it, like that 3rd-and-2 run, he can make a play when needed.
Do you know that in 2015 or so, he tweeted something to the effect of, you guys are all going to know my name someday. Like, this is like the kid's been groomed.
Yeah.
Since he was young, you know, his quarterback coach and everything. And as you say, he's been successful at every level.
I saw Herm Edwards talk about his freshman year.
He expects this.
He beat Justin Herbert.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure Drab probably watched the game, but he beat him on a long touchdown pass. Herbert might have been in the national championship game, but for Jaden Daniels, beating with the long touchdown pass, I think it was to Brandon Ayuk, late in the game there.
Justin Herbert this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
woof.
That was a bad one.
What a gross performance.
It happens. He's still very good. Let's go to Mark in Falls Church. Mark, what's up?
Hey, Junks, how's it going?
What's up, Mark?
What's up?
Hey, let me ask you guys a question. Is it much better doing your job when things are going this well? It's got to be, right?
What do you think?
Are you serious?
Did you seriously
just ask us that question?
Freaking miserable to come in here when they suck.
Last year at this time, we were talking about who's the next coach going to be.
You just try to like CPR the discussions, right? Like it was impossible.
Yes.
But I wanted to say, like, I love the 2 quarterback set they had for a couple plays out there.
I didn't mind it either.
Innovative. I mean, I wonder if we're going to see that next week against Detroit just to keep them off balance. You know, I mean, Mariota played real well in the game he was in. Obviously, you're not going to, you know, put Daniels on the bench, but I thought it was fantastic, man. And I'm on cloud 9. I'm a teacher, got 5 hours of sleep, about to teach. And
you had like 3 weeks off with the holidays and the snore.
Are you a public school teacher?
Yeah, I'm in Falls Church.
Are you seeing more Jaden Daniels jerseys and Commanders jerseys?
Hey, you know
all
what?
Right, now it's my turn to say, what do you think, man?
Show a replay of the game last night. Just roll in the TV, show a replay of the game, take a little nap.
Put a film strip on.
Take a siesta.
EB, that's why they're not changing the team name, because now these young kids, they're Commanders fans.
They're just not changing it.
I still remember a few years ago.
It's 13 wins. That's why they're not changing it.
I've said this before. Just a few years ago when I was coaching flag football, I asked the kids, I lined them up. We had 10 kids. Who's your favorite team? And there was a bunch of Ravens fans because of Lamar. I think out of 10, 1 said Washington.
Well, that number is going to be this year.
No, about 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah. Well, yeah. The fan base was dead.
I want all of the flowers when they change their name. You'll get it.
If we're alive.
You know
when you're going to get those flowers and you're great.
Right.
That's a nice thought, I guess.
A lot of people will give you flowers.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's go to Mike.
You could say it's for that.
Yeah.
Mike, what's up, man? You're all in the Junks. Mike, are you there?
Hey, guys. This is Michael.
Hey,
thanks
buddy.
For taking my call. First time caller. Oh, sure. My God. My wife and I are on our way to work right now. We are physically and emotionally exhausted.
Did you have victory buns last night?
Oh, my God. And of course, we had to watch all the, you know, post-game interviews and everything
Nobody
else like
listens.
That.
The answer's
but,
no.
Yeah. Nobody listens.
The answer's no.
Mike, did you have victory buns last night?
Victory buns last night.
He doesn't understand that.
He's
Jeff relations with your wife and to celebrate.
Every day, brother.
Every day. Now I definitely don't believe him.
Listen, man, I tell you what, Jaden Daniels is something, some kind of special. But at the end of the game, we were watching the clock like a hawk. And I was so worried that they were going to do exactly what they did, because I got 100% confidence that Jaden Daniels can take us to the end zone. But when they were killing that clock and they were going to set up for that field goal, I was like, oh, no, oh, no. But sure enough, it goes up, boink, and, you know, congratulations. Our cardiac Commanders did it again. On to Detroit.
Yeah, thanks, pal.
So he's just so used to seeing so many bad things happen. So he's just got the negative
thoughts. You're conditioned to expecting the worst.
And now it's starting to switch.
It is funny how, like, a 30-yard field goal or 36-yarder looks like a 100-yard field goal when the game's on the line. You know what I mean? It just looks a little further. before they kick it. Let's go to Melvin in Mitchellville. Melvin, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep, sure.
Hey, I'll start off by saying that if we'd have lost that game, we'd be killing DQ this morning because you got to take the points on the road. They got away with it last night. I call it like I call it. They got away last night with that.
I tend to agree with you.
If they'd have lost by 6 or 3 points, because remember, we could have had 2 kicks in
correct.
That game.
6 points.
We passed them both of them. Now, the second one, of course, we got the touchdown.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I still say, you know, we'd be killing DQ this morning. I don't care what nobody say. We'd be killing him this morning for that. Now, that said, you know, Jaden Daniels is him. That term they used.
Yeah.
Is he him? He is him. Make mm-hmm. no mistake about it. And he is the best quarterback in the NFC. I said that early on, and I'm saying it now, and I'll say it from now on. He is the best quarterback in the NFC. I don't care what nobody says, he is, right? So, you know, going forward, we on house money. It don't matter. It don't matter what we do from now on, whether we lose to Detroit. But I'd say for everybody out there, take the money line and put a few dollars on the win line, and you'll be okay.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Melvin.
Well, they are significant dogs. They're getting about 9.5, and on the money line, they're plus, I want to say 370.
Make sure you bet that win line.
Well, you know what he means. He means bet him to win on the money line. I think that's a perfect setup. I mean, it's a great football team, even though they've accomplished nothing in their history. It's a great football team, no doubt about it. But it's a great setup to be such a big dogs that you could totally preach. No one's picking us.
Yeah.
Everyone's disrespecting.
No one expects them to win. Yeah. Right.
Nobody's going to pick them. Detroit, we just saw against Minnesota, and that was a dominant performance against Minnesota. Now it started off slow, but Darnold actually had a couple chances in that game and just missed them. And that was a game where Minnesota kept going for it on fourth down. People criticized O'Connell because he was refusing points on the board.
He doesn't have Jaden Daniels is the problem.
Darnold missed Jefferson on one touchdown pass, the right corner. He had another one. Like, they had opportunities. They moved the ball. Detroit's defense has been banged up. I know they got Anzalone back, their linebacker, but they've had a lot of guys out for the season. So
they had the most guys on the IR on defense in
that's
the league.
That's why the total right now is 55.5.
Before that Minnesota game, the month before that, their defense had been struggling.
Yeah.
Drabby.
They may get a couple more guys back, too.
Hey, can you get Drabby to get on the cans? I don't want to turn the whole area against you again, but I got to just, like, so far.
I'm happy for everybody. I don't respond to that anymore. I got people who don't talk to me because of it. They call me bitches.
So you're out on it?
I'm out on it. I'm very happy. I'm
so
ecstatic
that means
for everyone.
What that's code for is.
No, it's not code for anything.
I need to see more.
It's not code for anything. I'm done responding to it. I'm so happy for everybody. Mike Marr, especially, is my guy. I'm not talking about Jaden and what I think of him. It does not matter. Believe me.
So what that tells me is you're still not sold.
I hope they win the Super Bowl. That's what I'm telling you.
I believe that.
Listen to me. I hope they win the Super Bowl.
I believe you.
Jaden's great.
Oh, that's Jaden's great.
You've lost friends over this.
I mean, they weren't close friends. Clearly,
borderline fringe friends.
Yeah. All right. I think he's special. And
he's clearly special. Whether he says it or not, he's definitely special.
Yeah. All right, let's go Marcus in College Park. Marcus, what's up?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. Well, as far as how I feel about this victory, mm-hmm. I finally feel like this team is building something, that they're on the right track, to becoming a perennial winner with an ownership group that works, coaching staff that's great with the players, and actually finding players that fill spots and play well. You know, I would not discount Washington's chances so out of hand against Detroit. Washington's offense is very hard to scheme against because it's so much of an improvised offense with Jaden Daniels pulling the controls.
For sure.
I would not be surprised if they upset Detroit, especially since they've been sitting idle, although their coach doesn't seem to allow players to get comfortable. But 13 wins is nothing to snuff at, and teams have won the Super Bowl. I shouldn't have said that, right? Have won the Super Bowl with less victories in a season. Thank you very much, man.
All right, sure.
Yeah.
Thirteen wins for Dan Quinn and the staff is just an amazing number.
Well, no
they
one
blew
is,
everybody away.
No one is going to pick them. Generally speaking, you know, when you're a 10-point dog, it's going to be hard for people to pick you. No one's going to either be surprised if they pull off the upset. No one. I mean,
right? You're not going to be stunned.
I get that no one will pick them. Generally speaking, you'll have a few outliers. I mean, I'm going to pick them, but you know, I'm picking all on heart from here on out. It's all heart picks. But if they do win, you can't come in here and act like you're surprised. This is what they've been doing all year.
And if you look at the last month and a half or so of games for Detroit, they gave up 31 points to the Packers. They gave up 48 to the Bills. All right. Bears only scored 17, but they're the Bears. The 49ers put up 34 against them. And then they did have that gem against the Vikings. But, again, I feel like the Vikings had opportunities in that game. They just weren't able to convert.
Well, I don't know. I haven't watched a ton of them, but when I watched that game, that defense, even though they've given up a ton of points, they look stifling, I thought, in that game.
That was their best game in months.
I mean, that was Darnold's worst game.
Yeah, but I felt like their DBs were covering their guys. Like, I don't know.
Their strength is obviously they just score a ton of points. 564 points this year.
Right, but how many do we have?
About 80 less.
480.
Yeah,
maybe,
pretty
maybe.
Close. Not super far off.
You're going to get Jaden in a dome stadium, 72 degrees, no elements. Woo! Going to be a lot of points scored.
800-636-1067. Remember, a little bit later in the show, Fred Smoot will join us. We can get his take on Marshawn Lattimore, who struggled against Mike Evans. He'll jump on at 9, and Joe Theismann at 9:25. It's Victory Monday, brought to you by Chenique Mios, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com. Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. Coming up at 8 o'clock, we will start diving into the Commanders' chances against Detroit. But right now, time for the Junkies Blitz, brought to you by Offenbachers. You can visit them in Herndon, Rockville, Gainesville, or Annapolis. They have a huge selection of hot tubs, swim spas, fire pits, pool tables, and outdoor furniture. It's funny, like you can kind of all describe all the games in one or two sentences. So let's start with the Texans Chargers game on Saturday. Justin Herbert was not good and threw four interceptions.
Now, one wasn't his fault.
Sure. I mean,
it went right through the guy's hands, but yeah, he was not good.
They were kind of
14
like the
for 32.
They were the chic pick to upset Houston. I don't know what the spread was at the beginning of the game.
Three.
But it seemed like everybody was on the Chargers, and the Texans just boat raced.
Well, Houston struggled in the first. The first half.
Early, it was
offensively.
Yeah, it was tough.
But then Stroud had that third down conversion. I think it was third and 16, and he lost the snap, rolls right, and hits, I can't remember what receiver it was, for about 25, 30 yards.
Yeah.
They end up going down and scoring. But Herbert was 14 for 32. Obviously, the picks hurt, but they couldn't run the ball. They ran for 50 yards.
Ladd McConkey is legit, though.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a good rookie crop of receivers, and he gets overlooked a little bit, but he had.
He can scoot.
A ridiculous first year in LA.
9 for 197 and a touchdown. They obviously need to give Herbert more weapons, but he hasn't been good in the playoffs. When he's been in the playoffs, he hasn't been good.
Maybe add a T. Higgins to the mix would help that offense.
You're trying to add him to everybody, Cakes.
I mean, he's going to be a coveted free agent this offseason. Yeah.
So Texans advance. They beat the Chargers 32-12. Your evening game, the Ravens just beat up on the Steelers again. Derrick Henry goes for 186 yards and two touchdowns. Lamar Jackson has a couple touchdown passes. Easy game for your Baltimore Ravens, Valdez.
Lamar only had five incompletions, had a 132 rating.
This was a blowout, even though it was only a two-score game.
Yeah.
They just dominated. I mean, they ran for 300 yards. It's actually fun to watch.
6 yards per carry.
Well, they had the one drive
stop
where they didn't pass.
Right.
I think it was 13 straight runs.
Well, like, why would you?
Oh, you can't stop us. We're just going to do it again.
If you can't stop us,
we'll do it again.
Well,
Hall of Fame tank in the backfield, like mowing people down. You just keep feeding them the ball.
Their very first drive, they get the ball on the 1 yard line because Pittsburgh had a great punt.
Yeah.
And they go 99 yards.
Right.
And, it was boys against men.
I think it was the end of the first half. Steelers had a fourth and short, and they opted to punt. And I was like, why would you do that? The Ravens are going to score. And sure enough, Ravens just went down and scored.
Hey, so they're up,
you know, 21 zippy at the half. Like you say, if you look at the score, you'd think maybe it was a little bit closer. It wasn't. 21-0 at the half. Ravens stomped all over
them. When did you guys sign my guy Steven Sims? Was he signed midseason? Oh,
yeah. Towards the end of the season punt return duty.
Right.
He was kind of poopy.
He had a 15-yard carry, though.
Yeah, during like a little end around.
Yeah.
So the Ravens will face the Buffalo Bills next.
Massive game.
The Bills beat the Broncos 31-7. Look, Bo Nix has a touchdown pass early in the game. They don't score after that. Josh Allen, a couple touchdown passes.
James Cook was on fire.
James Cook was just scooting, man. He can just move. When he hits a hole, he's so fast. But that was and how about Curtis Samuel?
Curtis Samuel sighting led them in.
How about a couple of former skins?
Mm-hmm.
Samuel scores, and of course Dotson scores.
You know who's been a good piece for them, undersold, is Ty Johnson, the running back from Maryland.
Yep,
caught the touchdown where
somehow kept his body in,
like his chest and his stomach were somehow in bounds, but he kept his feet up off the boundary.
That was just luck
in the end zone.
Yeah.
To make a great play, score a touchdown.
That was a fourth down.
It was a fourth down. Mm-hmm. That was a great throw.
So the Bills will play the Ravens again. Of course, Ravens kind of destroyed the Bills earlier this season. Baltimore heads to Buffalo for that matchup. Yesterday, you mentioned Jahan Dotson. The Eagles beat the Packers 22-10. They await the winner of tonight's game. Not a great offensive game for them. Barkley did run for a buck 19, didn't find the end zone. Jalen Hurts did have a couple touchdown passes.
Well, when Jordan Love throws three picks, like that's game over. You can't do that on the road against the two seed.
Hurts looked like he was a little rusty because he hadn't played in, I don't know, 3 weeks. He looked like he was a little rusty. But
he only threw for a buck 31, but they take care of the ball. Like you say, I think the turnover differential was 4-0.
Yes, because there was the fumbled opening kickoff.
If you had your druthers, who would you rather face? It's already set, but the Eagles or the Lions?
I think the Eagles, you just beat them. Even though I know that Jalen Hurts didn't finish the game and there were a lot of circumstances.
I'm a little torn on it. I don't know the answer to it.
You put up 36 against the Eagles with five turnovers, EB.
Yeah, I might be leaning Eagles, but you know, careful what you wish for.
Look, both teams are really good.
You'd have to go up there. It's a little different.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd be playing against Hurts for an entire game. By the way, the Saquon Barkley has a chance, and he would have taken it to the house the very last drive.
Yeah.
He easily would have scored. And he slides to end the game.
Mm-hmm.
He was the most bet touchdown parlay player in Vegas.
He was.
Yes.
By the way,
more people had Saquon Barkley to score an anytime touchdown than any other player in the playoffs.
Full disclosure, I forgot to enter the parlay bet, so I'm actually glad it didn't hit. Because if it had hit, then I'm doing this to all you guys.
But these guys hit, right? You hit on Terry and
Evans.
And Evans.
I had Evans. He had Terry.
I had Kyron Williams just tonight. So last game is, the Eagles will await the winner of the Rams-Vikings game. Right now, the Vikings are laying 2.5. Remember, this game is not in L.A. They're going to be playing in Arizona at State Farm Stadium. Sam Darnold coming off his probably worst game of the regular season in that loss to the Lions.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, had a 35-touchdown season. Vikings at 14-3. Rams, of course, finished the season 10-7. Who do you like?
I like the Vikings.
You like the Vikings?
Yeah. I mean, I'm pulling for the Vikings. Got a couple guys on my my postseason fantasy team. Got Jefferson and Addison. So
right. You need a big
Not that the Rams have a huge home field advantage anyway. But now that this is a neutral field, I think this is a great opportunity for Vikings. But Kyron Williams has been so good.
I kind of like the Rams in this one.
Okay. My vibe is the Vikings, but I'm going to fade myself. Pick the Rams.
It's probably that's recency effect.
Move, that's probably
it's recency.
I finally learned how to do it.
We just saw the Vikings get their butts kicked.
Yeah.
And it's still, I know at some point you're supposed to believe in Sam Darnold, but it's still Sam Darnold. and it's Stafford with Puka and Kupp. I know Kupp has slowed down with Kyren Williams. It's a good offense.
It's tough to run on the Vikings. Nacua might have like 13 or 14 catches tonight. Like, I mean, he's clearly the alpha wideout in that room.
Yeah.
He's going to get the ball a ton.
Let's go real quick. Remember, they beat the Vikings earlier in the year.
Yep.
All right, I want to go to Mitch, but Valdez is pointing at the clock, so we'll try.
All right, when we come back, we're going to get back into the Commanders. It is, of course, a Victory Monday brought to you by Chenega Miles, the 2024 Top Workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com. We're going to shift the conversation and take our first look at the matchup against the Lions. Do you like JD5 and this Commanders team against Detroit to shock the world? 800-636-1067.